You should also explore the options of entering the Fourier coefficients directly in the mathematical expression or entering the spectra with your mouse. Clicking play exhibits the corresponding exponential components in the resulting signal. Required repetition of coefficients is enforced by the applet. Begin with a single non-zero spectral coefficient, say cap x sub 0. Of course, you should be able to predict the wave shape of the signal that corresponds to this very simple magnitude spectrum. Next, try assigning a non-zero complex value to cap x sub 1 alone. You will again see that additional components arise due to repetition and symmetry constraints that must hold. Try to express these constraints mathematically. In particular, try to show that the magnitude of cap x sub minus 1 equals magnitude cap x sub 1, and that magnitude cap x sub 4 equals magnitude cap x sub 1. You might also attempt the difficult task of predicting the wave shape of the corresponding signal. The constraints increase if you try to assign non-zero values to cap x sub 2 or cap x sub 3. By considering various examples, you can see that cap x sub 1 corresponds to a low frequency component, while cap x sub 2 and cap x sub 3 are high frequency components. Just below the applet, there is a list of exercises that address various properties and features of the discrete-time Fourier series. I recommend that you work through these exercises while trying to connect the behavior shown in the applet with the mathematical expression of the series.